Nesechtes Menachah is Daf Chav Tes, 6 lines from the top of Daf Chav Tes and Aleph, and previously on Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, the Gemara brought a member of Shmuel, that Amma Shmuel, Mishmei de Saba, Goyi Vishal Menir Shmuel Asa Tvachim, and he explained how Glayim Vaperach Gimel Tvachim, V'Tvachayim Cholok, V'Tefach Shaboy Gviya, V'Kafta V'Ferach, V'Tvachayim Cholok, and finally, after you had 9 Tvachim, then Tefach Kafta, U'Shnei Kanim Yoytzim Menu, Echad Eilach V'Echad Eilach, V'Nimshachim V'Ilim Kenega Goyi Vishal Menir, and the lowest of the first two branches started protruding 9 tefachim from the bottom of the menorah. Our Gemara now continues with what seems to be a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Omer Rav, Rav holds goy v'shel menorah tisha tefachim, that the height of the menorah was a total of 9 tefachim. And the Gemara asks, Eisver Shimon Bachila Rav, Evan Hislof Nei Menorah, Ubashalos Meilus Shalea Koyin Oymir Umeitav Asaneris, that the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid teaches us there were 3 steps made out of stone in front of the menorah, and the Koyin would stand in it in order to clean out the Neiros and to prepare the Neiros. And as Rashi states, and if the menorah was a total of 9 tefachim tall, then why would the Kohen need anything to stand on? And as we know, 9 tefachim is either 27 inches or 36 inches. Why would the Kohen need to stand on these steps? And the Gemara tells us, Omalei, the Rav said to Rashimi, Shimiyat, which is a Lashon Betmiya, that are you the great Shimi, and why would you be asking me such a question, as certainly you should understand the Teretz? And as Rav explains, Ki kamina misvas kanam lomayla, that when I said that the menorah was 9 tefachim tall, I was only calculating from the lowest of the first two branches that protruded from the menorah. As we explained, up until that point was already 9 tefachim plus 9 tefachim above that, and therefore you have a total of 18 tefachim, which is exactly the same shear that Shmuel brought. And as Rashi states, misvas kanam lomayla hoisetes umin aretz v'adle kanam tes kin mefarish la'el, and it would seem that Rav held that this is considered the ikum menorah, as this is the part that you're actually using in order to light the menorah, and the rest of the menorah not considered the ikka part of the menorah. And it's tzarich be if there would actually be any nafkamina lalacha between Shmuel and Rav. We explain the lashon of Rav of Shimiyat like Rashi, atu hamakshali betmiya, and I in the sheet who states svar machayim l'fisha hechav be'inav zeh maksha hayrag aloy mekain, and therefore Rav would address him in this manner. He then continues v'yesha imem l'fisha Rav onav hayo v'lohi mistakel chutzal dal amoyz v'lohi rei oyu hayu also, Ayin Rav in Masechtas Tamid, he explains that the reason why there were 3 steps is connected Shalosh Haloi Shaksuas B'Neira, as the Pasuk states, Ba'alis Chasaneiras, Ba'alis Nerisera, and Lahalis Ner Tamid. And Ayin Ba'alatun, Pashas Ba'alis Cha, that he explains the gematria of the words Ba'alis Chas is the same gematria as Asa B'Maylis. The Gemara now continues to quote a Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis, which describes Binyan Beis HaMikdash. In Paragimel Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk tells us, V'yasas Menorah Hazav Esa Chamish Batam V'yitim Behechel Chamish Mimin V'chamish Mismoil. In Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk states, V'yashleim Es Kol HaKilim Asher Beis HaLikim V'es Mizbech Hazav V'es HaShulchanois V'aleim Lechem HaPanim V'es HaMenorahs V'nerisim L'varim Chamish Bal L'fnei Advia Zav Sagor. And Agamar continues, Ksiv, that Pasuk Chaval states, V'aperach V'aneris V'amukachayim Zav U'michlai Zav. He made the menorah together with its flowers and its lamps and tongues of gold. Pasuk refers to this as Michlei Zav. Our Gemara asks, my Michlei Zav, that what does this term refer to? And Amrav Ami, Shekilasi L'chol Zav, Saga Shal Shleima, Shleima used so much gold for Menorah that he completely depleted his entire supply of gold, and he didn't have any more gold. The Gemara is bothered that even if he made 10 Menorahs, each Menorah was a Kikar Zav, that's only 10 Kikar Zav, and why would that deplete all the gold of Shleima? And the Gemara explains, Amrav Yudam Rav, as a Menorah, as we saw in the Psukim, Shlomo HaMelech actually made 10 menorahs. In order to make sure that was pure gold, he brought 1,000 kikar of zav for each of the menorahs. He then placed it into a furnace 1,000 times in order to purify it, in order to refine the gold, and at the end result, he was left with 1 kikar of gold for each menorah. Maaseh Shlomo did not use 10 kikar of zav for the 10 menorahs, and instead, he used 10,000 kikar of zav for the 10 menorahs. Based on the cheshbon that we previously made, and based on today's value of gold, it would come out that Shlomo HaMelech used $75 billion worth of gold. Therefore, Rav Ami explains, Shekilasi l'chol zav saga shel Shlomo, and the Gemara continues, Eini, that how can you say they used up all of the gold? But we have Sukkim and Divrei Yom Beis in Perek Tes that describe the amount of gold that Shlomo HaMelech used. And in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk states, V'hi mishkar hazav shebol Shlomo b'shana echad. nachas sheish mish v'shishim v'sheish kikri zav. And the psukim continue to discuss the great amounts of gold that Shlomo had and what Shlomo used them for. Then in pasuk chav, the pasuk tells us v'chol klei mashka melech Shlomo zav v'chol klei beis yal vanan zav sagar and kesef nechsha v'mei Shlomo me'uma. There was so much gold during the period of Shlomo's reign that silver was not considered of any value. Ayin redak and melochim aleph in parak good pasuk chav aleph kol akilim ha'ila ha'yizav sagar in kesef behem, and Shlomo did not add any kesef to the kelim. Kilo nechshav kesef l'muuma b'yimei Shlomo meri v'zav l'fikach asa kol kelim zav v'loy asa echem mehem kesef. And how could our Gemara state that all the gold was used up? And the Gemara answers zav sag kaminan, that when I said that all the gold was used up, I was referring to a purified gold called zav sagar. But in chenami they still had regular gold, even though the pasuk states v'chol klei beisi yal havanan zav sagar. However, the Gemara's question is not from the fact that he had some zav sagar in order to make certain kelim, but the Gemara's question is from the fact that we stated in kesef nechshav l'meuma. Gemara continues that we just stated that Shlomo HaMelech took 1,000 kikar and he placed it into a furnace 1,000 times, and at the end result he had a kikar left, which means that each time he placed it in a furnace, the ratio was that he lost and he refined it by 1 kikar of zav. Our Gemara now asks, umi chasuku lehai, or some agrees, umi chasuku lehai, is it true that every time you place gold into a furnace, it refines it by a kikar zav and it loses such a large amount of gold? And the Gemara asks, v'tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah Imeh, ma'isa v'isa menayrus beis hamikdash yisir al shal Moshe b'din hazav kudikni. There was a story that they weighed the menayrus in the beis hamikdash and it was actually more than the proper weight, and instead of being a kikar, it was a kikar plus 1 dinar of zav, which was called a dinar zav kudikni. Since we know the menayrus had to be exactly a kikar, so therefore they placed it into a furnace 80 times and it finally got to the point that it was a kikar zav. And of course we know that dinar zav is a small amount, and even so it took 80 times in order to refine it, minimize its weight, and bring down a weight until it reached the point of a kikar zav. The Gemara responds, kivin de kai kai, that in a chenami, when someone has a lot of gold which is not purified and was not refined yet, then certainly it loses a lot of impurities very quickly, and therefore it may lose impurities at a ratio of 1 core every time you put it into the kiln for the first 1,000 times that you put it into the furnace. However, once you already brought it down to the point that it was a kikar and it was refined so well, then certainly its rate of loss will be much less when you place it into a furnace in order to further purify it. Before you continue, we didn't explain the difference between zav and zav sagar, and Rashi explains zav sagar that if someone had this very refined gold that they wanted to sell, then all the rest of the meichrim would shut down their shops, as certainly no one would want to buy their gold, and everyone would want to buy the zav sagar. And Rashi continues, v'aksiv in kesef nechshav al ma'osheh hava va'at amir kedlisai. And finally, Rashi states, kimin de koi koi shenisuf yofav b'mei shleima, and therefore koi lefikach lechasa achshav el adinar. The Gemara continues, they will discuss a pasuk in Pashas Emor that discusses the lighting of the menorah, and the pasuk states, al menorah ter yarech esaneris lefnei Hashem tamid. And Amr Rav Shmuel ben Achmani, Amr Rav Yenison, ma'i dechsiv al menorah ter, that why is the pasuk called the menorah ter? And he explains, shiyadu masev mimakum ter, is in order for Moshe to understand what the menorah would look like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down a menorah from Shemayim, showed him a form of the menorah, and that's why the pasuk calls it menorah ter. And the Gemara continues, al me'ata al shulchan atar, two psukim later when the pasuk states, v'sam ta'isam shtayim arocha sheishim arocha al shulchan atar lufnei Hashem. Would you also explain shiyardu ma'isav mokum tar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the shulchan to Moshe as well, even though in a moment we will see that the Braisa will tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually showed the shulchan to Moshe as well? However, at this point the Gemara is not going with that understanding. The Gemara explains when the pasuk states al shulchan atar, al tar mechlal shu tamei, that the Torah is telling us you must make sure that the shulchan remains tar, as it's possible for the shulchan to become tamei. Hachanami tahir mechlal shi tamei, and therefore in the pasuk states al menorah tera, so the pasuk is only telling us they should make sure that the menorah remains tar. However, the Gemara explains that although b'negei shulchan, that would be the pshat in the pasuk, but it's impossible to explain that that is pshat in the pasuk when it states al menorah tera, as bishleim hasam, as bishleim b'negei shulchan, k'dir shlokish, the Torah is teaching us a chiddush like Rish Lakish, d'ami shlokish, ma'i dechsiv al shulchan atar, mechlal shu tamei, as the Torah is teaching us that generally the shulchan should be considered a kliyei tza'asav el nachasu, it's a wooden utensil that is made to stay stable and not to be moved, v'chol kliyei tza'asav el nachas in mekabel tumah, and we have a klal that the only time that a kliyei becomes tamei is only if it's metaltel molev reikam, and as Rashi brings, dechsiv gabishuatzim mikol kliyei tza'i oray sok, and masak metaltel molev reikam, As we will see in a moment, Zakrich Lokish, that is why the Torah tells us that it's possible for the Shulchan to become Tamei. This teaches us that the Shulchan was actually metaltal Moliv Reikam, as by the Sholosh Regolim, they would lift up the Shulchan together with the Lechem HaPanim, they would show them to the Eilu Regolim, and they would say to Klal Yisrael that you should see from here how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. And the Gemara is, my chibaschem, that was the chiba that they saw. And he explains, Kriya Bishu Malevi, the Amr Bishu Malevi, Nes Gadol Nasab Lechem HaPanim, Siluka Kisidurai, Shinema Lossum Lechem Cham, B'yayim Lachai. Bishu Malevi taught us that it was a great nis that occurred by the Lechem HaPanim when they removed the Lechem HaPanim on Shabbos. It was just as hot as it was the week before. This is based on the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that states, Vayitin Loya Koyin Kodesh, Ki Loya Yisham Lechem, Ki Im Lechem HaPanim, Hamusarim Lufnei Hashem, Lossum Lechem Chayim, B'yayim Lachai. And in tases that either means that was still hot or it means that was still soft. And the Gemara continues, El Hacha Tahir Mechlashi Tmei Apshita, Klimatachas Nenu, Veklimatachas Mekablum Toma. However, B'negei Menera, why would the Pasuk have to tell us Al Menera Atera, to make sure the Menera remains tar? Certainly it can't be Mechadish to us that the Menera would become Tamei, even though potentially it's not Metaltal Molvul Rekam. However, since B'negei Klimatachas, the Pasuk doesn't use the term Sak, therefore, even Pshutei Mekablum Toma, and certainly the Menera would be Mekabel Toma, therefore it must be El Shiyar D'Maseh Mimakam Taira. So the Torah is teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe exactly how to make the Menera. The Gemara continues that although we just stated that it was only a Menera that came down from Shemayim and was shown to Moshe as a fire, however this Brisa will actually be Chaylik and say that this also occurred by the Aron as well as the Shulchan. Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Aron Shel Eish, V'Shulchan Shel Eish, V'Menera Shel Eish, Yardu Min HaShemayim, V'Ram Moshe V'Isak HaMoisam, Shenema, as the Pasuk in Pasha's Truma states, U'Eva Seh B'Tavdisa Masha Atamara Bahar. Therefore we see that all the kingdom was shown to Moshe, and the Gemara continues and is El Me'ata, when the Pasuk states in Pasha's Truma, V'Akim Moses HaMishkan K'mishpata Shere'esa Bahar, V'Hachinami, would you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the entire Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Pasuk states, Asher'esa Bahar, and it would therefore seem they showed everything to him on Har Sinai, and in Rashi, Hachinami, the Mishkan Shal'esh Yard Min HaShemayim B'Tmiya, and how can you say that the entire Mishkan came down from Shemayim, and it's Mashma from Rashi, that Rashi understood this Braisa, that the Aron, the Shulchan, and the Menorah all brought down from Shemayim as fire, and it wasn't built by Moshe or Bezalel, the Tzarech Biar. However, the Gemara continues and answers that of course is a chilek between these two psukim, as Hachak Ksiv Kimishpatai, Asam Ksiv Kitav Nisam, that Benegay the Mishkan, the Pasuk stated, Vakim Moses and Mishkan Kimishpatai Shereisa Bahar, and the words Ashereisa Bahar is going back Kimishpatai. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught all the halachos of the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, b'negei the Aron Shulchan Menorah Re'ei Va'aseh B'Tavnisa Masha Tamar B'har, and therefore we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually showed it to them, and it's not only referring to the halachos. And I in the third Taisus on the Amid Diba Maschel Hachak Ksiv K'Mishpatai V'Hasam Ksiv K'Tavnisam, where Taisus Ba'adiv and Tema Gabi Mishkan Namiksiv K'Chol Hashani Amar Eischai Tavnis Tamishkan V'Tavnis Kol Kela V'Chein Tasu, and Taisus answered V'Shleim Adachal Ksiv B'har V'Hasam Ksiv B'har. Now this pasuk doesn't say anything about being on Har Sinai, but in our pasuk that discusses the Shulchan Aron and Menorah, the pasuk mentions that this was done on Har Sinai. The Mashma Shemin Hashemayim Yord LeMoshe Alahar Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues. Amr Rabbi Yechron Gavriel Chogo Kamin Pesikir Haya Behar Le LeMoshe Maisa Menorah Dichsiv Vze Maisa Menorah. Gavriel was wearing a worker's apron and he showed Moshe the Maisa Menorah. And as the pasuk states, Vze Maisa Menorah, and this is the way to make the Menorah. Ayin Baal Tum Pashas Baal Ischa Kamara Begamatri Gavriel, Melami Shagavriel, who Shahar Lay Dmus Amenera, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Tanvi Abishmal, Shleish Dvarim Hoykosh Long Moshe, Ashahar Lay Kosh Baruch Batsbai, that there were three things that were very difficult for Moshe to understand until Akash Baruch showed him with his finger, Ve'eluhain, Menera Vishkodish Vishwatsim, Neri Dixiv, Zem Maisa Menera. This is the Pasuk in Pashas Baal Ischa that states, Vizem Maisa Menera, Mixer Zob, Adiwechad Pecha, Mixer He, Kamara Shahar Shamas Mesha, Kin Asas Menera, and Vishkodish Dixiv, Achish Azalachem. Once again, the pasuk uses the lashon hazeh, and as Rashi points out, b'shas meil levana in the nereis ki imat ve'in the keres ki damin brashana kazer isem im kazer isem. Clearly, it was very difficult to discern when the exact point of Rosh Chodesh is. Finally, shrotzim dechsiv v'zelachem atamei, as the pasuk in Pasuk Shmini tells us, v'zelachem atamei b'asheretz hasheretz al ha'aretz hachilu ba'achbo b'atzav lemineu. And as Rashi states Loyamaka is a tummy veizatar, as there weren't simonim benegeda shrotzim like there were by other animals. And the Gemara continued v'yeshayimim that it was also a fourth thing as afachachshchita shenema v'zeh shetasal mizbeach. And as the pasuk states in Parshas Tzavo, zeh shetasal mizbeach kvasim leishana shnayim liyam tamid. And once again the pasuk uses the term v'zeh, and Rashi states v'tchilas asiya is zvicha, and the beginning of the asiya of a korban is zvicha v'ksiv v'zeh al maharo be'etzpa. And ayin tesis di maschol shleish dvarim hayikosh loy lemeisha im taima v'lechshav nami ahi de'elu treifes to ama zoy sachay shetoichlu melami shetafas hakadosh baruch hu kol min v'min v'har loy lemeisha v'amloi zoy sachay v'zoy sloy seichal v'yish loy mad lechoshav al hachtach siv zeh. This pasuk states zoyis tesis continues v'yish lo tmoya v'loy choshav machzah shechkel v'siv zeh yitnu v'aminan k'min mad be'yish loy ish haro lemeisha and tesis answer v'yish loy mad v'loy shay chosam in skasha el mishum loy avay odu b'shum inyan im loy amayreu, that since a machzah shekel refers to a specific coin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him what coin he's referring to. That would have been impossible for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand without Hashem showing it to him. Our Gemara is only discussing those three things which were kashlei l'Moshe, that really Moshe could have understood even without HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing him a picture. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Shtei Pashe Shem Mezuzah Ma'akvei Zu Azu Va'afidu K'sal V'echem Ma'akvon. The two Pashes in the Mezuzah of Shemaya V'ahim Shemaya are Ma'ak of each other, and even if you're missing one letter, it would be Ma'akev. And the Gemara asks Pshita, that since the pasuk says to chsavtam, and we learn now ksivatama, so certainly if you're missing one letter, then it will be Ma'akev. The Gemara explains, Am Rabbi Yudam Rav le'nitzcha l'kutz chal yud, that in a chenami, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you're only missing a part of a letter, and even if you're only missing the small part of the right leg of the yud, the mezuzah will still be pasul. This is the way Rashi learns our Gemara, and Ayin Ba'am Tesis, who is v'kasha the Pshita the in ze ois, as certainly it is not a ois. And when Farshah Be'an Tam, do Reishi Kofav Kedamin B'Samach, we play Ma'kof Reishi, that we're referring to the head of the Yud that is bent over and has a bit of a line that comes down. I and Rishayim who discuss this in great detail, but the Gemara now is V'hanami Pshita, and Rashi learns that this is actually the Gemara's question, that this is also Pashut, as certainly that would not be considered a letter, and therefore it's as if you're missing a letter. Therefore the Gemara explains, Elechid Idach Rabbi Yudam Rav, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is for the din of Rabbi Yudam Rav, Dam Rabbi Yudam Rav, Kol Oish Inkvil Mukufla, if one letter is attached to another, blank parchment doesn't surround the entire letter, then the letter is pasul, and that's what our Mishnah means when it states filuk sav echem akvon. And as Rashi states, klimar hilchus mishpat ois achas ba'akvay the mezuzah tefillin, and it's tzarich bia why Rashi only states mezuzah and tefillin and not sefer Torah. And I am mefarshim that discuss this point. The Gemara now continues on mashin by nadbach mishmed Rabbi Yehuda nika teichesh al hey kasher yurechay pasul. If there's a hole in the parchment of the center of the letter hey, then it would still be kosher. However, if there's a hole in the leg of the hey, then it would be pasul. The Gemara continued regarding this halacha, as Amar Abzeri l'dim mifreshli minei Rav Huna, as Rav Zeri stated that was explained by Rav Huna as follows, and Rav Yaakov amar l'dim mifreshli minei Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yaakov explains that was explained to me from Rav Yehuda as follows, nikev teiche shel hey kosher, that if the center of the hey, which is only the parchment and is not written on, it gets punctured, then it would still be kosher. However, yureichai im nishtaya by kashir is ketana kosher vim lav pasul, that if there's actually a hole, either the right or left leg of the hay, and in the part which is written with ink, then as long as there still remains a small part of that leg, and it still could resemble a yud, and it's the size of a yud, then it would still be kosher. But if it's smaller than that shear, then the ois would be pasul. And the Gemara continues, Agra Chamud Rab Abba, and Agra, who is the father-in-law of Rab Abba, and we continue on Daf Chav Tasam Beis, if sikale kar de hay da om benikva, that it was a hole in the letter hay of the word ha'am in his tefillin, and this refers to the pasuk in Pashas Bai, in the Pasha of Kaddish Likha B'char, in pasuk Gimel that states, Vayayim Moshe al ha'am, Zachar Siyem Azeh, Sheyitzasim Mitzayim, Beis Avadim, Ki B'chayzik Yad, Hoitzi Hashem Eschem Izeh, V'lo Yochel Chomitz, and Asal Kamed Rab Abba, and he came to his son-in-law Rab Abba, and Amalim Rab Abba told him, in Mishtayi Boi Kashir Ois Ketana Kashar, V'im La'ab Pasol, as we already learned. And the Gemara continues with a similar story, it's relevant to the next Pasha of tefillin, and in Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk states, V'hoyeki Yisholcha Bincha Mochaleima Mazayis V'matei Lo B'chizik Yod Yitzyanu Hashem Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. And the next Pasuk says, V'hiki Yikshu Paro L'Shachinu Yahreg Hashem Kol B'chor Be'eret Mitzrayim Mi B'chor Odom V'ad B'chor Behima Akin Ani Zaveach L'Hashem Kol Peter Rechem HaZuchorim Kol B'chor Bonai Efta. And when the Pasuk states, V'yahreg Hashem Kol B'chor Be'eret Mitzrayim, so the Pasuk means that Kosh Baruch Hu killed the B'chorim in Eretz Mitzrayim. But if Chafz Shalom, you would read the Pasuk pasuk Yahareg Hashem Kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, that it would mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be killed by the Bechorim of Eretz Mitzrayim. The Gemara continues, Rami Bat Tamri Dav Chamur Rami Bat Tiguli, if Sikalei Kara Devov Dav Yahareg Benikva, Rami Bat Tamri was the father-in-law of Rami Bat Tigula. It was a hole in his tefillin in Devov of Yahareg, and Asal Kamed Rab Zira, and he went to ask a shayla from Rab Zira, and Amalei Rab Zira told him Zil Aisa Yanuka, who would bring a young child to Lei Chacham Lei Tipesh, that he's not too smart and he's not a tipesh, and Ikar Lei Vayaharei Kasha Eloi Yahareg Hu Apostle, that if he will read it properly, then it will be kasha, and if he doesn't read it properly, then it changed the meaning of the word. It means that he should be killed, and the tefillin would be pasul. And I in Taptes Zil Aisa Yanuka to Lei Chacham Lei Tipesh, and Maisa Haya Beget Shoy Dal Shel Kadas Moshe Katana Kemat Kamayud, and the Hivir Abel Yo Yanuka Lei Chacham Lei Tipesh Vekar Boy Kadas and Vechshira Mehach the Shmeitzin. And Tes continues Veloy Yehareg Hu Pasul Yeshel Dakim Mikan Dechsev Yehareg Chasub Lei Vav, that we can redacting from here that the way to read this pasuk in the Torah is Vav Yud Hey Reish Gimel and not Vav Yud Hey Reish Vav Gimel Ayin Shem. The Gemara continues with a very famous story. Am Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Rabbi Yehuda stayed in the name of Rav B'shosh Alam Eishel Amorim Matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyesh V'Kais HaKsarim Oiseis, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and he was tying Ksarim crowns to the Oiseis and he was making Tagin on the letters, and it would seem that this was delaying the giving of the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amal Afanav, so Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom Mima Akva Yotcha, that who is holding you back from giving the Torah the way it is, and why are you making these Tagin? And Amaloi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Moshe, Odom Echad Yeh, She'asa Liyas B'Seif Kamadayas V'akiva Ben Yesu Shmai, She'asa Lidra Shakol Koyitz V'Koyitz, Tilo Shalachais, although you may not understand the depth of the Tagin, however, there'll be a person named Akiva Ben Yosef that eventually will dash in every single Koyitz V'Koyitz, and he'll dash in multiple Alachais and piles of Alachais from the Tagin, and Amal Afanav, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Harayoli, show me Akiva Ben Yosef, and Amaloi Chazal Acharecha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go backwards, Halach V'Yashu B'Sef Shmein Ashurais, so Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva, and he actually was sitting in the 8th row in front of Rabbi Akiva, and he was listening into Shia Rabbi Akiva, and he didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was talking about, so Tashish Koichai, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. However, Kivin Shegil, Dov Echad, once Rabbi Akiva reached one topic, and Amrulay Talmidov, and Talmidov asked Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Menayin Lecha, where do you notice Halacha? And Amrulahen, Rabbi Akiva responded, Halacha Lamesh Mesinai, that this is Halacha Lamesh Mesinai, so this Yashva Daitai, so then Moshe Rabbeinu calmed down and felt better, Chazo Bolofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Moshe came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amal Afanav, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom Yeshcha Adam Kazev, At Nezin Terah Al Yodi, now how could it be they have such a great person like Rabbi Akiva, and he gave me the Terah through me? Amaloi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Shtoik, you should be quiet, Kach Olav Machshav Al Afanai, this was my Machshava, and this is the plan. And the Gemara continues, Amal Afanav, and once again, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom Harisein Terasai, Harein Yischarei, that you already showed me his Terah, so show me his great Tzchar, and Amaloi, Chazar Al Acharecha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go backwards, and he went backwards, Rosh Shaklin Basari Bimakulin, and he saw that after they killed Rabbi Akiva, that he was selling his boss in the marketplace, and Amal Afanav, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom Zu Torah Vizu Schara, that how could it be for such a great person that learned so much Torah that this will be his schar? And Amalei, Rabbeinu Shalom said, Shatoy Kachal Bachshav Alafanai. Before we continue, let us go back to Rashi, as Rashi stated, Le Chochem, De Chochem Mavin Shemacharif Huloyme Yehar Klapi Ma'la, it will be smart enough to say that it says Vayarig and Vele Tipesh Shem Tipesh Any Day Likrais Ella Ishlema Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues Amrava Shiva Isia Tzricha Shleisha Shleisha's Union Ve'Elohein Shatnez Gates, that there are 7 or actually 9 letters that require Tagin. This refers to the Isis of Shatnez Gates, referring to the Shin, the Ayin, the Test, the Nun and Endron, the Zion, the Gimel, and the Tzadik and the Tzadik. The Gemara continues to discuss other dinim that are relevant to writing Stam and to writing the Isis in the Torah, as Amrav Ashi, Chazin Lusafri Dafkani de Beirav, and I saw the Seferim and the scribes of the Yeshiva of Rav, they were very medayik as to how to write each letter in the Torah. And I learned 2 halachos. Number 1, the Chashul Gaga de Ches, when they formed the letter Ches, they formed it out of 2 Vavs, or Vav and Zayin, and they connected it with a bridge, and it was like an arrow pointing to Shemayim, as we will see. And in addition, the Tola Lekari de Hay, they made sure that the left leg of the Hay did not touch the top of the Hay. As the Gemara continues, Chashul Gaga de Ches, they made this bridge on the top of the Ches in order to point towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ches is from Lashon of Chai, and symbolized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives B'Rei Mishal Olam, Olam, and he lives forever. This based on the answer to the question Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya asked Rabbi Ami, as he asked him, my dechsev, that was the pasuk in Yeshaya mean when it states, Bitchu b'Hashem adiyad, ki b'kar Hashem tzur olamim. And Amalein, Rabbi Ami responded, kol ha'tayla b'tchayna b'akadosh baruch hu, ha'reili machsev b'ilu mazev, l'ilu mazev, one that has trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him in Eidu Mazeh as well as in Eidu Mabah. And Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi responded, and Nahachi Kakashli, that certainly I understood the Pshat and the Pasuk, but my question was, Maishna Dechsev Bekar, Veloik Siv Kar, and Lechayu, why did the Pasuk state, Bituch Bashem Adiyad, Ki Bekar Hashem Tzorei Lamim, if it should say, Ki Kar Hashem Tzorei Lamim? In order to answer this question, he explained, Ki Dosh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Biloi, Eilu Shnei Lamim Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echa Behe Ve'echa Biyod. The pasuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through the word Ka and from the Yud and Hey of the word Ka. And we still don't know if Ha'ilam Haba was created with Yud and Ha'ilam Hazeh with Hey, or the opposite, that Ha'ilam Hazeh was created with Yud and Ha'ilam Haba with Hey. However, when the pasuk in Pasuk Bereishis states, "Elo Tel Shemayim Va'aretz Bi'Baram," "Al Tikra Bi'Baram," and you shouldn't read it when it was created, "Al Behei Baram." The pasuk teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with a hay, and therefore Havimer Ha'ilam Hazeh behei Ha'ilam Haba biyud, that Ha'ilam Hazeh was created with a hay, and Ha'ilam Haba was created with a yud. Finally, the Gemara is going to get back to its original question: why is it that the left leg of the hay does not attach to the top of the hay? As the Gemara now continues, why is it that Ha'ilam Hazeh was created with a hay? As Ha'ilam Hazeh is similar to an achsadra that is open from one side and it's open on the bottom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that a person has bechir chafshis, and if he doesn't want to do the mitzvahs, he has an escape route. And if anyone wants to leave this world, he can't do so. And the Gemara means it literally and figuratively that you actually be mitzi asatzman min olam, and ultimately you will go to Gehenim, which is beneath us. Finally, my time with Talia Kare. Why is it that the left leg of the hay is suspended? And the Gemara explains, as if you want to do tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leaving him a small opening that he could crawl back into the top of the hay and come back into this world. That's why we are told Leila Kari the hay. Gemara continues and is bothered that why do we have to suspend the left leg of the hay if La'ayil Bahach, since the bottom of the hay was completely open, so why doesn't this person just come back from where he left and come back from the bottom of the hay? And the Gemara answers Leila Mistaya Milsa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure if someone wants to do tshuva, then it'll make it even easier for them to do tshuva, as number one, they'll be able to come from the bottom of the hay, or they'll be able to come from the small space between the leg of the hay and the roof of the hay. As the Gemara continues, Kedresh Lakish, and we find this concept from Resh Lakish, as the Amresh Lakish, Maidach Siv, what's shot in the Pasuk of Mishlei that states, Im Laleitzim Hu Yolitz, V'lan Nav Mitin Chain, that we learn out, Balotai Mesayin Eisai, Balotami Paisanoi, if a person associates himself with Leitzim, then he will become a Leitz, and if he associates himself with an Onav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him Chain. And we learn that if someone wants to do Tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them, and therefore he makes this extra space in the hay. However, the opposite is also true, that if someone wants to be metame, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up the door and will let him walk through the door. And keep in mind that the Mefarshim explain that B'negei Tumah, the Pasuk states Paisanloi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a passive act and he opens up a door, but he doesn't actually help him. However, if someone comes to be metare, then not only will HaKadosh Baruch Hu open up an extra door, but will actually be Mesayeh him, Ayin Shum. The Gemara continues, my time is Taga, that since we previously learned that the only Tagin on Shatna's gates, so why is it that we make a small tag on the ice hay? Rabbi Huda explains, that if a person does tshuva, then I'll tie on him a crown and I'll give him a crown. Rabbi Huda continues, so why is it that Ilam Haba was created with a yud? As since the ice yud is the smallest letter, so therefore it symbolizes that tzaddikim that will go to Ilam Haba are actually a very small amount. And why is the top of the head a little bent down? He explains, and because of their great anivas, so each of the tzaddikim will look at their friend who's also a tzaddik, they will feel that their maisim will not be on the level of the other tzaddikim, and they will be embarrassed and they will lower their heads. And before we continue, l'chayr, we should all be bothered that how could it be that the Gemara would feel the left leg of the hay should actually attach to the top of the hay? L'chayr, that is a ches and not a hay, and l'chayr, it's poshut that that's why the Gemara started, if they attach the two sides of the ches with an upside down V, therefore even if the left leg of the hay was touching the top of the letter, it would not look like a ches, and it would still be considered a hay, and it's tzarech bia, if we actually would have an afkamin l'alacha, that if we have a hay that's written in that form, then it would still be kosher. And we explained our Gemara based on the Pshat Tesis and how we write the letter ches. Ayin Rashi, chater l'gaga de ches, l'gaga shel ches, oisle l'mayla kein choyte kazeh, kloim akash baruch uchai, sheichem b'rei mishal oilam, ches haynu chai. Ayin Tesis who brings from Rabbeinu Tam, be'emtze gaga shel ches, kavoye ma'ak, kamecha tata de gamor, de be'emtze kazeh, that they would make a hump like the hump of a gomol, just like the form that's written in our Gemara. L'pir shakutras, lo yisashav kol kach, hodam minu b'seif ha'boina, kagoyin shenot l'l gaga shel ches, v'aso shnei zaynin, as why would we have a formation of two zaynin? But according to Tesis, that the ches was made up of two zaynin, there was a bump that connected them, then it makes a lot of sense, ayin shom. Before we continue, let us see some Rashi. As Rashi states, shleishas yunin, gimel tagin tanim b'cholachas, b'shin, regla smolis, on the shin it was on the left leg, v'chein ba'ayin, b'reisha regla primi, and on the ayin it was on the inner leg, v'chein kulam, v'oisim gimel tagin, echad noyte l'imin, v'echad noyte l'smol, v'echad l'mayla. And Rashi states, dafkani, shemidaktim lasis, k'sab m'yashar, ayin Rashi, divim maschal, achas behei, v'achas beyod, ta'udum hazen, ingla bo, was made with the hay and yod. And Rashi explains, cholak ha-shemoi, v'hetif mikol ha'is, gimel tipin, v'mo'isim tipin, nasu, mayim ve'ish v'aver, and some agurus offer, v'chol ha'ilim kulay, v'chein kosov, b'sev yitzira. And also Rashi states, lo'im mistaya milsa, that bolotar, bo yisuyum, pe yitzara, hilkuch abdele suyo, pesach yisera. And Rashi states, misayin ha'isai, alma bo yisuyua, ayin shom. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef, hani tarti mili, Amar Rabbi Sfarim, v'tanya tiyuftei, that there are two halachos that Rav taught us regarding dinim of stam, and there's a tiyufta on these dinim from a brisa as chada, and the first one is chada merav sevateri sheish by shtei toyes b'chol daf daf yisakein sholi shiganes. Then Rav taught us that if this is toyvateria on every single daf, there are two mistakes, then you could still fix it. However, there are three mistakes on every single daf, then you have to put it away. It must be placed begniza the tani tiyufta, and we learned a brisa which will be a tiyufta to this din, as the brisa states sholi shiganes. Even if every daf has three mistakes, you could still fix the sevateria, and abor yigonez, if it's only if there's four mistakes on every single daf, they have to be going, is it? Therefore, this is a tiyuf to the Rav, and the Gemara continues, tonem yesh be daf achas shleima matzel sal kulay, that the Brisa that teaches us, that even though we stated that if every single daf has four mistakes, then you have to put it into gniza. However, if you have one daf of the sevateria that doesn't have mistakes, then that would save the entire sevateria, and it would not require gniza, and you'd be able to fix the entire sevateria. However, the Gemara continues, that the only time that we stated that one Amud will be able to save the rest of the Sevateria is only if most of the rest of the Sevateria was written properly. However, if most of the rest of the Sevateria was not written properly, then even if you have one Amud that is kosher, then that would not save the rest of the Sevateria. And the Gemara continues, that we just stated if you have one daf that is kosher, then it would save the entire Sevateria. But what if that daf has three mistakes instead of four mistakes? Would you be able to fix those mistakes and still consider it that you had a daf achas shleima, and therefore would be matzel sal kulay? And amalei hoil v'sev l'zgune misakein, that since where there is only three mistakes on an amid, you could fix it. So therefore, by fixing it, it's now considered daf achas shleima, and therefore would be matzel sal kulay. The Gemara continues to explain the sugya as v'hadim milich aseris av yaseris lesson ba, that the only time that we mention that there's a problem if you have four mistakes on an amid is only if you're missing letters. However, if there are too many letters, then even if you have four more mistakes, then it would still not be an issue. And as the Gemara explains, Chasiris my time aloi, as Amar Rav Kana Meshum Nemechzik Kiminuma, that the reason why Chasiris are worse than Yaseiris is because when you're missing letters, then it looks like a spotted Sefer Torah. As Rashi explained in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that when we're missing any letters from a Sefer Torah, the minig was that the Sefer would actually take that letter and put it in the margin and put it above the other letters. By having too many mistakes on the Amid, and by having too many corrections, there's a chesaron of Zakei Levan Veyu. Gemara continues with another story with Agra, the father of Rababa, as Agra Chamud Rababa Havala Yisir Specifrei. Agra had extra letters in the Sefer Torah, and also Kamid Rababa, and he came in front of his son-in-law Rababa to ask him as to halacha, and Amalei and Rababa told him, Lo Yamarna Oba Chaseres, I'll be Yisiris Leslamba. The only time that the Sefer Torah will be puzzled is only if you're missing letters, but if you have too many letters, then there is no issue. And as Rashi states, El Geiron, that you'll scratch out those letters, and then the Sefer Torah will be kosher. And before we finish, let us point out that there's a question as to exactly how to make Tagin. Hagen, and Ayin Tesis Dibu Maskel Shatnes Gates, and also Ayin Tesis Dibu Maskel My Time Isle Taga, we discussed the proper placement of the tag on top of the letter He, and Ayin Tesis Dibu Maskel with Tana Tiyufta, that even though the Gemara states that we will have a Tiyufta on both members of Rav, but Bechoda Lav Tiyufta Gemurahi on the second member of Rav, which we will see on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, it won't be a Tiyufta Gemurah, El de Bedechim Yitarza, but the Maisa the Teres that we bring is only going to be a Dechik, and the bottom Tesis Dibu Maskel states, Tanam Yish Bei Daf Echad, the Daf Kamikara, the Yachlo Sakim, Mashiach Sevich, the Daf Sholem, Mayiganes, and even though it was Mashma from our Gemara, that if one has the Sefer Torah, and every single Daf has a mistake, and you don't even have one proper Daf, then it would be puzzle, and you have to be going to the Sefer Torah, but Zog Tesis, that certainly there is a very simple Eitzah, as you can go and replace one Daf with a Daf that was written properly without any mistakes, or with a minimum of three mistakes, then once again, you'll be able to fix the rest of the mistakes of the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah will be kosher. Finally, Ayin and Tap Tesis on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel, Avi Yaseir's Lesson Bar, he points out, Yesh Tayin, Kishim Supakim Mateva, and Malayim Chasera, Shaisha Isil Malayim, Shim the Yaseir's Lesson Bar. And some make a mistake that when they have a word in the Torah, where they're not sure if it should be written Chasera Malay, then they write it Malay, since the Gemara just stated in the Yaseir's Lesson Bar. However, Zok Tesis, Vlav Milsi, the Hacham Mayer Biaseir Shagurim, the Layam Rin, the Mexican Menumar, and certainly our Gemara doesn't mean that you can leave the letter there and you can have extra letters in the Sefer Torah, and just means that you could scratch out that letter and it would still be kosher, as it would not be Mexican Menumah, and as we saw in Rashi, and we will stop over here.